This is St. Louis Public Radio. Federal agencies have been working on a project this year that could make the Clarence Cannon National Wildlife Refuge a better habitat for birds and fish. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen takes us to the refuge in northeast Missouri, where restoration efforts are underway.
The Clarence Cannon National Wildlife Refuge sits about 70 miles north of St. Louis, bordered by farmland and the Mississippi River. The refuge sees thousands of waterfowl, songbirds, and shorebirds that migrate along the Mississippi River Flyway. Jason Wilson manages Clarence Cannon for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The birds come down here in the fall. They need us to refuel, and they go down south in the spring, and they come back here in the spring, and they refuel again to go back up and reproduce.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Army Corps of Engineers want to make Clarence Cannon more inviting for birds and other wildlife. They want to do this by bringing back historic flood patterns. Floods have changed because of agricultural levees that were built throughout the 20th century.
Before the levee system, the river was wild. It would meander and it would deposit sediments, and these habitats would naturally occur up and down the river. Nowadays they don't, so why we have to manage so intensely for it is to fill that void that's gone.
Wilson says habitats along the upper Mississippi River have degraded. Clarence Cannon, for example, has invasive species and a low diversity of plants in some areas. The Corps is spending about $29 million over the next 5 years to restore flood patterns. The work involves installing a new pump station, adding native plants, and building a setback levee. That means officials will let the levee that separates the river from Clarence Cannon degrade, and they'll build a new one further back. Clarence Cannon may just be a small part of the Mississippi River Flyway, but Wilson says it's important that every refuge along the river does its part to serve wildlife.
We're a link in the chain. If we don't do our job, then other folks that are doing their job, it doesn't matter. We all have to work together on this.
And in a few years, he'll know the project succeeded if more ducks stop by to visit. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.